You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
So good. Thank you.
We got an exciting podcast episode today. We're talking about high-value freight and some of our processes around protecting said high-value freight.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to bring in the big guns, special guest. Our VP of Operations, Jess Newberry. Jess, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us. You joined us officially at Zipline Logistics in 2021, June of 21. Is that correct?
That's correct.
June of 21. So we're coming up on 3 years. Let's talk about your time at Zipline. Anything exciting happen?
I mean, we did our first acquisition a couple of weeks ago. The heavy-hitting team here with Teddy leading some of the charges there. Brought on some private equity funding, which was exciting, and continue to refine and define our processes to make operations lives easier.
It's awesome. Yeah, just a few major milestones in an almost 3 year tenure here.
That's big.
Yeah.
A lot of big stuff.
Very, very exciting. Let's talk about your time period before Zipline Logistics. Give us a little bit about your background. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school?
From Columbus. Went to school locally on the southwest side of Columbus. Did a year in college, realized it wasn't for me, and joined the Navy. My whole family has been in the Navy, so I went into nuclear engineering, specifically on the chemical and radiological control side. Did that for 8 years, was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina, and Norfolk, Virginia on the Enterprise. Got out of the Navy, went to grad school, got my master's in project management, moved back to Columbus effectively from there. And worked for a pharmaceutical company here locally until I joined Zipline.
Couple high-value streams crossing there on the pharmaceuticals and nuclear. What was that?
Nuclear engineering.
Nuclear engineering. Okay. I heard a term the other day, rock eater. That would be me. That sounds intense, but certainly makes a lot of sense. And like I said, does cross a lot of paths here on the pharmaceutical side, especially.
Yep.
That would be certainly high value. But we're going to define high value here for our listeners. As far as we're concerned, Teddy, high value equals what?
$100,000 plus.
$100,000 or more. Most likely for us, it includes electronics, healthcare products, high-end apparel, or luxury goods. We certainly have some folks, you know, 85% of our freight is consumer product goods. We obviously have people who ship $100,000 plus worth of their finished products into major retailers all across the country.
Yep.
We have some specific processes and protections to ensure those high value shipments are protected. That's a double winner chicken dinner. Cargo theft. It's been a pretty hot topic here over the last couple of years since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Or really the end of COVID, right? Right? 2022?
22, 23. And even Jesse and I were both at TIA last week. Say cargo theft and claims were the two big hot topics for the entire conference, which was great to hear everybody else's perspective and where we've had some challenges on our end, how lucky we've actually been.
Yeah.
Not sure Dan would be excited to hear that.
Or are we just that good?
I think that's that good.
Way to spin it, Teddy. You should go into sales. 2023, $130 million worth of stolen goods. Certainly what we've experienced and definitely mentioned at the TIA conference was the multifaceted levels of said theft. You're getting it on the data front, you know, impersonating people online electronically. And then you're getting, once a truck is picked up and utilizing these high, crazy schemes of, you know, unbolting the trailers to not break the seal and take you know, one or two layers of a pallet off and then rewrapping it so it looks like it's fine. I mean, a lot of high intensity, high creativity processes to capture this cargo.
Absolutely.
So we're trying to develop or we are developing and we have developed our processes to protect us on all those fronts. Let's talk about those processes. Let's start with carrier qualification. What do we do there?
I love our carrier qualification process just because it's helped me out so many times working on the operation side with shippers and receivers. We always have exactly what they need in advance. Like, we've never had to change our process to fit someone else's strict process, which I think goes to show how well this process is. So that carrier qualification process starts off with us, our carrier network, which is 75,000 qualified, I would say uniquely qualified carriers, and they have to meet the DOT and the FMCSA, which I can't remember what that stands for.
Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration?
Yep. Sure.
Yep, yep. Hence the big guns, why we brought you in. And I think, there's no history of fraud. There's experience shipping into retail. A lot of, we say they're our carrier partners because they help us develop in so many ways. And that comes into play in a lot of ways. GPS tracking capabilities, consistent check-ins, which is really important for us and for our customers, which you can see very easily through Canopy, which goes to show we're not hiding any of this. And then that on-time performance, which we could spend a whole nother day talking about the difference of on-time and MABD, but both of those go into play when we're looking for our carriers to add to our network and add to our loads.
I can just keep going
if you want.
I think an important element to kind of touch on here, it'll be 17 years of Zipline in June, which is exciting. This carrier qualification process started in 2007, right? Our inception was created to partnership, one of our values. Look it up, www.ziplinelogistics.com. Partner with carriers. Customers and carriers, right, that want to do things better. Mm-hmm. So that's where that qualification process started. We have since added technological advances to better protect us, but also make our processes more efficient, more robust, weed out bad actors, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Really nice focusing on that.
Buzzword from TIA, bad actors.
Are you moving high-value shipments and experiencing increased theft? Well, if so, you are not alone. Cargo theft is actually at an all-time high, with stolen goods totaling an estimated $130 million in 2023. The good news is that Zipline Logistics offers unique and proven processes backed by innovative technology to ensure that your high-value freight is never at risk. These include an in-depth carrier qualification process, 24/7 real-time cargo tracking and monitoring, response operations for law enforcement engagement, carrier security compliance reporting, and time and temperature sensitive shipment management. To learn more about our cargo theft prevention process and to see what we can do for your brand, give us a call at 888-GO-ZIPLINE or click the link in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Really focusing on what our customers need by the right carrier partner. Process.
Yeah, it's been awesome. So some of those technological advances, we have an LE Connect technology.
Well,
it's kind of a new toy that we're playing with.
So in a nutshell, it's a fancy back-end connection into our TMS system that the operators and the carrier sales team on the floor are in every day. So this allows us to have visibility into where our freight is at any given time, who's watching it, what risk events we are identifying as points where we want to be involved, which kind of leads into the Global Security Operations Center.
Sure.
Which is a team that is online 24/7 monitoring our freight from point A to point B that can alert us if it deviates from its path, if the GPS units go offline, if there is light, so a door has been opened, if there is a bit of pallet removed and a multi-stop. So all of these things we are paying or integrated with a team that can monitor this for us when we're not here and then alert an appropriate chain of command internally at Zipline so we can deal with it in real time.
I think this is so awesome and important because we do a lot of this already with our staff here. Everyone on the floor already does this, but I'm sure as you guys learned at TIA, I've been hearing so much, they're tricky. They find ways to trick. Yes. And so you have to have some extra element to really help reinforce this and make sure that it doesn't happen. You can't rely on just like one process alone. Everything's getting so much more advanced and developed, you have to continue with it. If you're not, you're going to fall for it or fall behind at some point. So I love that, to Jesse's point, this has been the same process forever. We're just adding notes here and there and slightly updating it to stay with the times, and it shows.
I don't know why I'm so focused on these like buzzwords or
I'm
phrases.
I'm into it. I like this.
I'm kind of excited about it too, but the collaboration between tech and touch, right? Mm-hmm. We've got the human element. We're reaching out, we're calling people, we're using our fingers to dial, et cetera. But we have to have the tech, like I said, to supplement that. Some other best practices that I wouldn't say recently implemented, but we've been trying to really roll out and emphasize: driver's licenses before pickup. And that kind of fits in with that tech and touch comment that I mentioned, is that like that's a pretty simple thing that needs to be executed by the carrier prior to arriving at the shipper. Mm-hmm. And the shipper knows that, you know, Steve and Michael are going to pick it up. Here's their driver's license. They can call out pretty quickly if that's not who shows up there. Mm-hmm. And we've implemented that with a handful of our customers, and they've not loaded a driver, and we've had to then re-verify the dispatch, which has been great, because that was another takeaway from the TIA conference, is that we're all in this together, right? Like, the only way that we're going to prevent an ongoing epidemic of these cargo thefts is if we all work together and kind of share best practices and share, all right, well, we worked with carrier X and their qualification looks good, their history looks good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then there's this red flag that most recently we had a rough shipment that lost a pallet. We got to make sure that we log that in carrier 411 or these other technology uses, so that then the next person who books them can maybe call us and ask us a question.
I think that that's been very helpful too, as we work with customers who don't necessarily always have high value, but occasionally there will be a high value shipment. And us having that experience and being able to coach their network through it is really important for them to be like, I need you to add these couple checks in to load this shipment different than what you've done before. And I think that's the true importance and the difference in having an actual partnership versus just having a partner to pick something up, is them actually caring. I was going to say giving a shit. I don't know if I want to do that.
Send it.
Because I think that makes the difference. All of a sudden now you have someone to give you this process and you don't need to worry about it. That white noise, that potential claim is gone, and you can just focus on, you know, the MABD that we hit and how great it makes your life.
Mm-hmm. To kind of wrap it up all in a bow, I think we talk about this on 9 out of 10 podcasts, or almost every one, is that doing the work ahead of time usually saves you a bunch of work on the back end.
Yes.
Right? So if that means making a couple extra phone calls to ensure that you have a copy of the driver's license, that you have the trailer number, that you have the truck number, that you have a history, et cetera, then you're not going to run into that. And then you can kind of feed that carrier who is able to follow those processes. So it ends up being way, way, way more beneficial by, you know, taking a little extra time on the front.
And I think prevention is the key. Mm. To that is, what can we do? What can we anticipate ahead of moving any sort of freight, high value or not, that with everything we've learned, with everything that's out there in the marketplace, with everything on the training side and the education, educating the carrier, educating the customer and the shipper on what to look for, educating internally on how we can be that first line of defense for our customers in prevention, and saying, okay, if we can get to where we don't have a claim, claims are going to happen. If we can get to that point where we've done everything in our power that it doesn't, we're going to be better off than 99% of people.
Yeah. Teddy, anything else I missed?
No. I mean, I could keep talking if you want, though. Just let me know.
I think we hit it. You're good. You got a thumbs up. As always, you can check out our blog, www.ziplinelogistics.com/blog/HVL. Give us a call, 888-GO-ZIPLINE. Jess?
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for joining us on another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Podcast.
We'll see you next time.